Cadman presents The Heart is a Lonely Hunter by Carson McCullers. Read by Cherry Jones. 1. In the town, there were two mutes, and they were always together. Early every morning, they would come out from the house where they lived and walk arm in arm down the street to work. The two friends were very different. The one who always steered the way was an obese and dreamy Greek. In the summer, he would come out wearing a yellow or green polo shirt stuffed sloppily into his trousers in front and hanging loose behind. When it was colder, he wore over this a shapeless gray sweater. His face was round and oily, with half-closed eyelids and lips that curved in a gentle, stupid smile. The other mute was tall. His eyes had a quick, intelligent expression. He was always immaculate and very soberly dressed. Every morning the two friends walked silently together until they reached the main street of the town. Then when they came to a certain fruit and candy store, they paused for a moment on the sidewalk outside. The Greek, Spiros Antonopoulos, worked for his cousin, who owned this fruit store. His job was to make candies and sweets, uncrate the fruits, and to keep the place clean. The thin mute, John Singer, nearly always put his hand on his friend's arm and looked for a second into his face before leaving him. Then after this goodbye, Singer crossed the street and walked on alone to the jewelry store where he worked as a silverware engraver. In the late afternoon, the friends would meet again. Singer came back to the fruit store and waited until Antonopoulos was ready to go home. The Greek would be lazily unpacking a case of peaches or melons, or perhaps looking at the funny paper in the kitchen behind the store where he cooked. Before their departure, Antonopoulos always opened a paper sack he kept hidden during the day on one of the kitchen shelves. Inside were stored various bits of food he had collected, a piece of fruit, samples of candy, or the butt end of a liverwurst. Usually, before leaving, Antonopoulos waddled gently to the glassed case in the front of the store where some meats and cheeses were kept. He glided open the back of the case, and his fat hand groped lovingly for some particular dainty inside which he had wanted. Sometimes his cousin, who owned the place, did not see him, but if he noticed, he stared at his cousin with a warning in his tight, pale face. Sadly, Antonopoulos would shuffle the morsel from one corner of the case to the other. During these times, Singer stood very straight with his hands in his pockets and looked in another direction. He did not like to watch this little scene between the two Greeks. For, excepting drinking and a certain solitary secret pleasure, Antonopoulos loved to eat more than anything else in the world. In the dusk, the two mutes walked slowly home together. At home, Singer was always talking to Antonopoulos. His hand shaped the words in a swift series of designs. His face was eager, and his gray-green eyes sparkled brightly. With his thin, strong hands, he told Antonopoulos all that had happened during the day. Antonopoulos sat back lazily and looked at Singer. It was seldom that he ever moved his hands to speak at all, and then it was to say that he wanted to eat, or to sleep, or to drink. These three things he always said with the same vague, fumbling signs. At night, if he were not too drunk, he would kneel down before his bed and pray a while. Then his plump hand shaped the words Holy Jesus, or God, or Darling Mary. These were the only words Antonopoulos ever said. Singer never knew just how much his friend understood of all the things he told him, but it did not matter. They shared the upstairs of a small house near the business section of the town. There were two rooms. On the oil stove in the kitchen, Antonopoulos cooked all their meals. There were straight, plain kitchen chairs for Singer, and an overstuffed sofa for Antonopoulos. The bedroom was furnished mainly with a large double bed covered with an eiderdown comforter for the big Greek, and a narrow iron cot for Singer. Dinner always took a long time, because Antonopoulos loved food, and he was very slow. After they had eaten, the big Greek would lie back on his sofa
Sample complete. Ready to continue?